except for the snapshot.
Snapshot Wednesday time, all brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And I know that Steve McKay is going to love the vehicle in the spotlight today. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Actually, I'm in front of my computer here, so I'm going to dial it up.
All right. How about a 2024 Jeep Wrangler with only 11,000 miles?
Is that the white one I saw on the website? That is a sharp looking
Jeep. Yeah, it's a Sport S two-door, 4x4, 2024, only 11,000 miles.
Amazing. We looked for Jeep for a while. We have a Jeep now, and we found it's kind of hard to find a two-door Jeep. So many of them are four-door now.
Right. So that's not going to last. That's going to be gone in a snap. So
I love the wheels and the tires on it are awesome too. They're blacked out.
Yeah. It's really nice. That's not lasting. If you want it, I would first go to tonysfairwayauto.com and then go to the lot and snap it up.
The fabulous Judester and I highly, highly recommend Jeeps. They're just really, really fun. But also, you know, Jeeps are different than they used to be. They used to be almost like a recreational vehicle. They are just solid over-the-road cars now. They're awesome.
Yeah, they really are. Come a long way. Mm-hmm.
And they're well-built, too, when it comes to keeping you safe.
Yeah.
Yes. And whoever's listening, whoever's going to buy them, maybe we can start a little Down East Jeep Club. You know?
Yeah. And then you can do a sermon on the mount. You can stand on a big boulder. You can find a big boulder in the Downey Sunrise Trail or something. And there you go with all the Jeeps surrounding you.
Sermon Indeed. On the Jeep.
There you go.
All right. Well, Mike did very well. Got 3 out of 4 today.
Okay.
So you get some work to do.
Steve sounded cheerful about that. Wow. Okay. Mike obviously did not get a grand slam. So that takes the pressure off, Steve.
Well, it's interesting because I have so much respect for Mike, the walking tower of musical knowledge. So if he went 3 for 4, I'm feeling like a 2 for 4 coming for yours truly.
All right. Well, here we go. If you're ready, here comes snapshot number one.
Boom, 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 boom. That's like one of the Rocky songs, right? Eye of the Tiger?
There you go. From Survivor. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
All right, snapshot number two.
The lady with the weird hair. Cindy Lauper.
That's right.
Yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Snapshot number three.
Dreamweaver, kind of a weird song, but yes. Dreamweaver,
Get it? Gary Wright. Yep. Well, moving along.
Are we matched up so far, Mike?
Okay, we are tied. Yeah.
So the bonus was through.
Bonus tripped up Mike a little bit. Let's see how you fare with this. Here's the bonus.
Wow, that sounds like, can I hear it again?
Yeah, here it is.
I think that's a song that made my girlfriend cry back in like 1976 at Orono High School. Was that If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot?
Is that your final answer?
Let me hear it one more time.
Okay.
It's either that or the beginning of Evergreen by Barbara Streisand. But I'm going to go. Oh.
Hey!
Got it.
Well done.
Wow, that's so funny. Mike started laughing. That's what he thought. His final answer was Gordon Lightfoot.
I thought it was If You Could Read My Mind. So that was my answer. I did not think of Evergreen.
Isn't that amazing? Because I swore, I almost blurted right out, oh, that's Gordon Lightfoot. But then there was something in the back, well, wait a minute, that could be. So I'm glad I paused for a moment.
Oh, yeah, you saved it. Wow.
You listened to that little voice in the back of your head. And my little voice right now is telling me to get in my car and go back home because I failed. But well done, Steve McKay.
Yes, very nice. And a big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for sponsoring Snapshot Wednesday.